Virginia Wilson Butler says her aunt, Ava Johnson's care in a Brooklyn nursing home was substandard even before the coronavirus struck, with staff not available to feed her or change a soiled bed.
Falling out of her wheelchair, feet entangled in the legs of the chair, and her sister, my mother, watching her lay on the floor, waiting for a CNA to help. My aunt confused, and my mother in tears.
Wilson Butler, who spoke at a joint Senate Assembly hearing on how the state's nursing homes handled the pandemic, says her aunt's needs were addressed only after she and her mother intervened. Wilson Butler became a designated ombudsman for the nursing home, speaking out to help other residents, but even she was not allowed to enter the home after Governor Andrew Cuomo banned all visitations in mid-March. On April 21st, her aunt, who had advanced dementia, developed pneumonia and was diagnosed as presumed COVID. She died alone on May 4th.
I can't help my aunt anymore. Rest in peace. But I can help someone else.
Mary Jo Bottinardi's father was in a Syracuse area nursing home, also with dementia. The home told her on April 9th that two staff members and a resident had COVID-19, but that there was nothing to worry about. 2 hours later, the nurse called to say that her father had a fever of 102 and did not look well. Bottinardi asked for a coronavirus test for her father, but the nursing home told her it wasn't necessary. After she called her county executive, he arranged a conference call with two social workers from the home, but they maintained the test was not needed.
I heard it didn't make a difference with his care, and then I also heard them say we wouldn't even know how to go about it.
That piqued the interest of Senator Rachel May, the chair of the Committee on Aging.
What do you think they meant by that? Did they mean they just didn't know how to do the tests or they didn't have the tests?
Bottinardi answered,
I thought exactly how they said it. They didn't know how to get a resident tested. They told me that the two nursing staff got tested outside of the facility and the other resident that tested positive only got tested because he was taken to the hospital where he was tested at the hospital.
Senator May asked Bottinardi whether she thinks the lack of testing of residents was a deliberate strategy by the home.
Do you think there was in any way an effort to maybe minimize the numbers of identified COVID cases by not testing? Either one of you could answer that.
I absolutely feel that. I felt like it was a bad PR if they started testing patients because there were many.
Jerry Montinaldo's 81-year-old mother, Luis Maria, spoke only Spanish. And when her Hudson Valley nursing home was locked down in March, she could not communicate with staff without her family members being allowed to visit. When she died on April 11th, the facility listed her death as heart failure. But Montinaldo says his mother had symptoms of COVID, and he had to fight to get the death certificate changed to reflect that she likely died of the disease.
However, since she was never officially tested for COVID at the facility, her death and the death of countless others like her during the height of the pandemic are still not included as part of the state's official COVID-related death count, rendering her suffering and her death invisible.
Montinaldo says the family was not told that the virus was in the nursing home until 2 weeks after residents first fell ill. Montinaldo says if his family had known about the positive cases in the homes, things might have been different.
I would have pulled my mom out of that facility. She would be alive today, actually, had we had actually been informed about this policy change proactively.
Ultimately, the family members say they don't want the deaths of their loved ones to be in vain. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.